Lynette Rhodes moved to Traverse City a few years ago, and she says it's been hard to establish a community with LGBT people in the area.
And I think it's just critical that there is a sense of community. There are a very large per capita population here, and yet it seems very disconnected.
Rhodes is hopeful Polestar LGBT Center of Traverse City will happen and will help the community.
The suicide rate with gays and transgenders has been much greater than the general population. I think it's really important to have a place where they can gather and be supported and also receive services that they might need.
Support services could include things like counseling or legal help. Eddie Grimm is chairman of Polestar's Exploratory Committee. Last night, he shared the most recent results from a survey completed by over 250 community members. He says the number one thing the community is concerned about is lack of support services.
And it's heartbreaking. I'm part of a support group, and you know, people come to the support group, they don't know where to turn. They don't know where to go for services. And the worst thing is I'm sitting there and I'm not sure who to tell them to go to.
Other concerns voiced by survey takers were transphobia, homophobia, bullying in schools, and mental health. It was impossible to go through the night without acknowledging the many people killed at a gay nightclub in Orlando on Sunday.
It was, you know, startling for a lot of us and a wake-up call, I think.
That's Steph White, Executive Director at Equality Michigan.
People attack us. They want us to go away. They want us to not be ourselves. They want us to be quiet. I don't mind if you're gay, just don't go flaunting it, you know? I'm sorry. Sorry that I walked down the sidewalk being gay, you know? They want us to go away, and sometimes when they attack us, we feel scared. But the most beautiful thing about our community that I am so proud of is that for generations, we are attacked, we come back with peace. We come back with resolve.
Part of that resolve is working to start a community center. The biggest obstacle right now is money. For Interlaken Public Radio, I'm Morgan Springer.